The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Now let's get on to our first topic, which is the issue of whether we should consider car-free zones around our schools. You know the problem. Residential areas, cars pulling in, pulling out. Well, it's very interesting to note what's happening in Glasgow. In a moment, we're going to go to Glasgow City Council's Anna Richardson to tell us what their pilot scheme for seven schools is. And then we'll have Irish analysis from our good friend, the Times Ireland editor, Richie Oakley, joins me in studio. But if I could go to you first, Anna, perhaps you could tell us what you're experimenting with in Glasgow, please.
Hi there. So we are doing a pilot around seven schools and we're calling them school car-free zones. All we're asking is that parents don't drive into the street that's adjacent to the school gate. So there will be enforcement. They won't be allowed to drive in unless they're residents that live on that street. And it'll just be for a short period of time, around half an hour, around 9 o'clock and again around 3 p.m. So it's just a scheme that's going to ensure that everybody that's walking into the school is doing so safely and that nobody can double park, nobody's going to be on the double yellows, nobody's going to be causing obstructions or idling their vehicles outside the school gates when all the children are coming and going.
And what sort of enforcement will you have to clamp down on poor driver behaviour?
We're going to be bringing in actual traffic regulations so that it will be enforceable by the police. We have to work in partnership with the police to make this a success. We're very hopeful that with some enforcement to begin with, that will then change the culture around the school, and it should self-enforce to an extent the way that other parking restrictions do. But of course, we will use enforcement where it's necessary.
What's the story in Glasgow in relation to pupils cycling to school, transport being provided by bus, or people driving? It seems to be very high preponderance of the latter.
We do. We've got a problem. There are too many people driving to the schools in Glasgow. It's higher than a lot of other parts of Scotland, even though Glasgow City itself has a fairly low car ownership. Fewer than half of our households own a car, and yet about 30% of children are being driven to school most days. So with this scheme, what we're trying to do is, one, make it safer for those who are walking and cycling already, but also encourage those who are driving, even if they're not going to walk the whole way, they'll stop a little bit further away from the school, let their children do a little bit of that on foot.
The only risk I see is this, that if Johnny and Sarah is dropped off 200 metres away, is there any risk that they be unsupervised for that last bit of a walk? You know, there's huge issues in relation to the school playground and insurance, and they can't run around anymore. Is there not a risk that if you don't drop them at the gate, you know, you could run some sort of hazard or risk?
Well, the choice is absolutely up to the families on what they want to do. When I was growing up, we all walked to school unsupervised from a much younger age. Now my children, my youngest two are 10 and 7, and I allow them to walk the last little bit on their own. But certainly some parents don't feel comfortable doing that. Some of them are scared because of the traffic. So if we take the traffic away, more children will be able to do that little bit of walk. But if parents want to walk their children to the school gate, especially with the wee ones, the younger children, they often want a kiss right at the school gate. That's absolutely fine. All we're telling parents is that they won't be able to bring their car into that zone. They can park two streets away and they can do that last minute or two on foot. We're not taking that choice away from parents. It's up to families to do what's best for them.
Anna Richardson of Glasgow City Council, thank you indeed for joining us. Well, as I said, Richie Oakley is here in the studio. You're a young parent. Well, middle-aged parent. You have kids in this cohort. What do you make of this idea?
The first thing is it's great to see, like in Scotland, where they're just going to give this a go, try it out for 18 months and see does it work. I think here we kind of come up with the opposition to something before we even give it a try, and we never get around to maybe trialling projects like this. I think we should do more of it. In terms of schools, a lot of schools, as far as I understand, in Dublin already, certainly the one that my two children go to in Dublin 8, they all already operate a system like this where you have to keep the front of the school clear. Because if you were to allow people to park right outside it, you'd have cars double parked. And just even for kids trying to get, you know, out onto the road to cross or to get their bikes onto the road or whatever it is, their scooters, it just becomes a bit crazy with all the kind of the parking people jumping in and out. So a lot of schools, the principal already manages things like this. I suppose one thing is for like obviously, you never want to sound anti-car and all this stuff, but, you know, you do also...
You normally are pro-bicycle,
anti-car. I don't want to drive people out of their cars. But you have to recognise that if everyone insists on driving right to the door of the school, then you are going to have a problem, and you're probably going to end up with kids being involved in accidents and incidents. So you know, the schools hopefully can find a place where parents could park a little bit of a distance away and then easily get parking there and then just walk back to the school. Now, parents probably listening, they're saying they're stuck for time, rushed in the morning. And it is
going to... have a wet day?
It is going to add an extra thing for parents. But then again, it would increase safety for all children outside the school, including the children of parents who feel as if it's stressing them.
They have a thing in Enniscorthy, and I'm sure it's that they have what they call a lollipop man or woman, and they've got a kind of plastic coat on them, and they've got this big lollipop thing, and they guide the people across the kids across the street, and it seems to work rather well. And it also, you know, the person acts as a traffic warden. It stops the traffic and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this was done under social employment schemes, you know, and it gives a few quid to someone to do a part-time job, and I thought that was a good solution.
But I'm sure if you ask those lollipop men and women about their job, they themselves would be asking for a clear way either side of their pedestrian crossing, which you can only get by asking people to park away from the school. I think if just anything that increases safety for kids outside school, I mean, as parents, we should probably just okay. Ireland is different. Like 60% of people in Ireland drive to work, and you can take from that you know, there isn't figures on school runs as such, but you can take for that a lot of people have to drive their kids to school because of difficulties in public transport.
Is there a difference
transport.
Between primary and secondary schools in this regard?
Secondary school, I think more kids, yeah, the figures, I think ones that I've seen show at least 30% of kids in secondary school would get there themselves. Which they're quite capable of doing. Yeah, and that's fantastic, obviously. But I suppose in many cases you'd have families with kids in secondary and primary.
What I'm puzzled about, though, in your case is, Richie, if you're cycling to work, it's not as if you're dropping off the kids. How do they have to cycle too?
Well, this is it. In countries like Denmark and Copenhagen, which I'm always going on about because we can look at them and look what they've done in terms of cycling and look what they've done in terms of reducing congestion and changing the way people transport to work. And people actually there, they bring their families to work using bicycles. They use
on the crossbar?
No, they just use cargo bikes. And the child sits.
What's
in
a cargo bike?
The child
not
sits.
Not those little baskets at the back and front. Oh
at the
my
back and
God.
Front. The child sits inside.
How yuppie basket. Is that? Oh, for heaven's sake.
But the problem is.
And you see one in the front and two in the back. Oh my God.
And I mean,
God.
Those could be used in
but they're for infants.
In rural areas, in towns and stuff. In particular, if we had segregated cycleways in towns and villages around the country. And they could be introduced in Dublin. All you have to do in Dublin is look at one particular primary school, work out where all the people travelling to that kind of come from, and then say, right, if we put in a segregated lane along this route, is there a possibility of getting more parents to cycle? Now, there'll be car owners saying, I have to drive in from outside Dublin. I don't want space being given up to bicycles. The idea behind getting more people to cycle is you reduce down the number of people driving. So the people that have to drive, who have no other option other than driving, will not be facing the same level of congestion.
But if you had an eight-year-old, how can you put them on your crossbar or in your cargo?
They fit in the cargo bikes. A lot of the cargo bikes are electrically assisted. So you get up to 25 kilometres per hour quite easily with electric assist. So, you know, these people just need an open mind about trying out things like this. And for the parent, you're not stuck in traffic anymore and your whole morning routine changes.
Good luck. That's all I can say. Good luck on the cargo bike. Do text us 53106. Do you have a cargo bike? Is it one of these things that I've seen around South Dublin that on a Saturday or whatever, a Sunday, they look quite monstrous. It looks as if they're out on a bit of an outing, let alone getting to work and getting to school.
They're about one tenth the size of an SUV.
Indeed. Well, on that you're right anyway. All right, Richie Oakley, editor of the Times Ireland edition. Thank you for joining us. An earlier councillor, Anna Richardson from Glasgow.